This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about the woman who drew the boundaries of Iraq. I just saw for the second time the 1962 movie Lawrence of Arabia, which won Best Picture and six other Academy Awards. It stars Peter O'Toole, Omar Sharif, Alec Guinness, and Anthony Quinn. The absence of a leading woman in this picture is certainly not because there were none to portray. On the contrary, the screenwriter ignored the remarkable Gertrude Bell, daughter of a British steel magnate, who during many trips to the Middle East fell in love with Arab culture. In 1909, Lawrence and Bell met for the first time as they worked as archaeologists at Carchemish. In 1915, they were back together in Cairo, where they were British intelligence agents, and they soon became avid supporters of Arab nationalism. The movie portrays Lawrence dashing back and forth across Arabia, forging an alliance among the desert tribes, blowing up Turkish trains, and executing a daring capture of Aqaba. The movie could have at least had a small part for Bell, because without her maps and intimate knowledge of desert tribes, Lawrence's incredible exploits would not have been possible. In 1916, Bell arrived in Basra, Iraq, where her knowledge from previous trips to that region allowed her to become the right-hand woman to the British High Commissioner in Baghdad. Speaking fluent Arabic, she traveled throughout the country meeting tribal leaders, Kurds, Shias, and Sunnis, and surveying the land for future borders. Lawrence led the Arab armies to victory over the Turks in Damascus, where Prince Faisal was crowned king. When the French dethroned him, Bell persuaded the British to make him king of Iraq. With all his family in Mecca, the lonely Faisal, knowing virtually nothing about his new kingdom, took Bell as his most intimate advisor, and some hailed her as the uncrowned queen of Iraq. Traveling among the Arab tribes, Bell was accepted as an honorary male among other males. She admitted that she did not find the Arab women's lives of much interest, at least until she realized that Iraqi girls needed to be educated. Because of her efforts, Iraq developed the best educational system for girls in the Middle East. British leaders initially rejected Bell's and Lawrence's call for Arab self-determination because they did not want to risk losing control of the area's rich oil fields. The result was an insurgency in which tens of thousands of Iraqis and thousands of British and Indian troops died. The British finally agreed to hand over sovereignty to the Iraqis. Just as we were, the British were surprised by the stiff Iraqi resistance. Their search and destroy tactics were not any more successful than American efforts in Iraq today. As director of antiquities, Bell arranged funding for an archaeological museum in Baghdad. She started it with 3,000 objects, which she herself had collected. The collection grew to 170,000 objects from the cradle of human civilization. Bell would have been shocked to learn that during the American invasion of 2003, the oil ministry was well guarded, but her museum was left to be looted of 15,000 items. Out of fear of a Shiite theocracy, Bell advised the Sunni Faisal to exclude the majority Shias from the government. As she said, "Final authority must be in the hands of the Sunnis, otherwise you will have a theocratic state, which is the very devil." Sunni-dominated governments continued in Iraq until December 2005, when a Shiite coalition with close ties to theocratic Iran won over half the seats in the new Iraqi parliament. As we overconfidently occupied Vietnam in 1962, less than 10 years after the French defeat there, we were both naive and arrogant. There's almost an 80-year gap between the British in Iraq and Bush's disastrous invasion, but there was no excuse for us not to learn from the philosopher George Santayana, who famously said that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or visit my website at www.ngeyer.com.